Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
With the ever-growing, constantly moving, never-sleeping media environment that we live in today, kids are sometimes the first ones to hear about tragedies or disasters around the corner or around the globe. And in light of this last weekend's tragedy in Orlando, and kids hear about these things pretty quickly, how do you talk to your children about this? How do you allay some of their fears along with your own? Well, I'm going to give you some little tips here about ways that you can work with your children when these kinds of things come up to discuss it with them. You want to start by listening. Find out what your child already knows about it, then respond in an age-appropriate way. The aim is not to worry them with devastating details. You don't need to give them so many details, but to protect them from misinformation that they may have heard from friends or disturbing images that they may have seen on television. This is so important. So start by listening. Find out what they know and make sure that they've got clear, concise information. Provide clear and simple answers. Limit your answers to the question asked using simple language. Again, age appropriate. If you don't know the answer to something, admit it. If your child asks a question that you can't answer, tell them so. And then do some research to try and help them sort it out. If they ask, why did this have to happen? Don't be afraid to say, I don't know. You know, if you're part of a faith community, the reassurance offered can be invaluable in helping your child sort through the truth when really awful things happen. Follow media reports or online updates privately. You do not need to start looking at all this stuff in front of the kids because, again, if you start doing this research with them in tow, they're going to get worried because some of the media makes these things, you know, not bigger than they are, but it's constant and they show pictures and images you don't necessarily need your children to see. So that you need to deal with your own emotions during these things. I know this last weekend really hit us all pretty hard. And so dealing with your own emotions is another way to help your children. Concentrate on making your children feel safe. When tragedies occur, children wonder if that same event could happen to them in their hometown. So you want to really let your children know that they are loved, have empathy for those affected, that they feel safe. Give them creative outlets to deal with some of these feelings. Make sure that you model involvement and compassion. So important. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.